The question was asked, what blessing do you make on foods that have wheat as part of their ingredients? So let's begin with non-wheat, and then we'll shift to wheat. We have a rule that if you're going to eat something, let's say you're going to eat cereal with milk. So the main thing is the cereal, and there's milk with the cereal. So you make a blessing on the cereal. Let's say you're eating sliced bananas with whipped cream. Okay? So your cereal, let's say, is the bananas. You have a lot of bananas, and you have cream on it. So even though the cream gets the blessing shehako, and the bananas get a ha'adama, but your main thing is the bananas. You have primarily bananas with cream on it. So you make a ha'adama, and you eat everything. What happens if you finish it, and you have a little bit of cream left without bananas? Still, that's considered one thing. You don't have to finish it with a banana. The fact that you ate it as part of one meal, that's enough. So you finish off the cream, and the blessing of Hadama covers that, because we say that's tefel, that's secondary. Your main thing was the cream. Let's say you're feeling like you had so many sweets, you need to have something really salty now. So you're going to take the salty herring, really salty herring. You know, in Europe they make really salty herring, but you can't eat salty herring without anything, so you take a piece of bread with the herring. But you're not interested in the bread. You're interested in the herring. So you make a blessing on the herring, and you eat it with the bread, because the main thing is the herring. You're not interested in the bread. The bread is just there to make the herring more palatable. So we have this concept of ikar and tefil. And the ikar is either the main thing I want to eat, or the prime ingredient. This is true with regard to most things, other than flour. Meaning when we have flour from the five grains, the five grains. So there we say that if you have, let's say, a cake, and the cake has a lot of sugar and eggs and chocolate chips and cinnamon and flour. So then we say like this, being that flour is something that gives nourishment, it is mezin, so it gives nourishment on a level that other things don't. It gives a level of satiation. You feel full when you eat it. That's called the mizonot. It is a prime source of satiation. So then we say, if the flour is there as one of the ingredients that give it flavor, that give it really it's something that's what's filling you. So like a piece of cake, even if it's the second ingredient or the third ingredient, bottom line, you're enjoying the flour. So the flour is part of what's filling you. It's your intention is to eat flour. Your intention is to eat cake that's made of flour to be full from it. So then you make a mizonot. But what happens if you're eating ice cream and it's cookies and cream? The cookies are there to give flavor to the ice cream. You're eating ice cream. It's like the herring with the piece of bread. So even though if I'm eating a mixture and the flour is not the prime ingredient, but it's one of the ingredients that interests me. It's one of the things that's giving me satiation, so then it's a mizonot. But if it's there just to give flavor to something else, for example, I'm eating schnitzel. So I'm eating the schnitzel, chicken schnitzel, or I'm eating fish schnitzel. I want to eat chicken or fish. I have crumbs on it, either matzah crumbs or flour crumbs or whatever, breadcrumbs. I'm not eating the crumbs. I'm eating a schnitzel. But the crumbs are there to give a flavor. They're not there to fill me. I'm not interested in eating the crumbs. I'm interested in eating a schnitzel, which has the flavoring of the crumbs with it. I'm interested in eating a herring that the saltiness is toned down by the bread. So then I make a blessing on the schnitzel, and I don't make a blessing on the crumbs. So now you come to a wafer. A wafer is a good question. You look at a wafer, it certainly seems like a large component, a large part of the wafer is the grain, right? The flour. But that's deceiving, because in truth, what you see that looks like it's mizonos, like it's made of flour, is really sugars and flavorings, and then there's a little bit of flour. So if the flour is there just to give it shape, so it doesn't fall apart, then the flour is not irrelevant. You don't make a blessing on the flour. That's not the main component. You make a shahakol. If the flour is there as a prime ingredient, it's part of what I'm eating. You know, when I eat a tea biscuit, I eat one type of food that's made of flour. When I eat a wafer, I eat something else with other flavoring that's made of flour. So then it would be a mizonot. And here, the the poskim have a discussion. Some say a wafer. How can you make a mazonos on a wafer? The ingredients are sugar and chocolate and flavorings and a little bit of flour, but the flour is not really a major component of what you're eating. And others say, no, when you eat a wafer, you're interested in the flour component. The question is the flour really filling? If you take the wafer, most of the wafers I've seen lately, and you start separating it, you suddenly realize how thin, how paper thin that layer is. And even in that layer, you're dealing with a lot of other flavorings. So I make a mazonos on a wafer. Yeah, but I'm also relying on the Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam holds that just like Shehakol covers everything, mazonos covers everything but salt and water. Because everything has some level of satiation. So I'm covered on both fronts. I also think that, like you guys say, I eat a wafer, I definitely want that filling component of the flour in there. And I'm not just it's not just there to hold it together. It's really a major part of what I'm eating. But I've yet to see a wafer where the flour is the third ingredient. I haven't seen that. All the wafers I looked at, when I looked, the flour was the first component, but it could be changed.
Sugar
is the first, and then flour. Sure. But still, I think it's a major component. To the best of my understanding, it's still a major component. But there's room to say the other way, too. There's room to say the other way.